Welcome to a new deep dive on AI Unraveled, the podcast created and produced by Etienne Newman, you know, a senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada.
Yeah.
Today we're diving into a fascinating snapshot of AI advancements, all from March 26, 2025. You shared a collection of articles, a real treasure trove of innovation, and our mission is to extract the most insightful and surprising developments for you. And hey, if you're enjoying these deep dives, do us a favor and hit that like button and subscribe to the podcast on Apple. It really helps us out.
It seems March 26, 2025 was a pivotal day in AI, wouldn't you say? The diversity of progress is just remarkable. From foundational model enhancements, you see practical applications in creative fields and professional tools, not to mention legal and infrastructural shifts. It's a lot to unpack.
It really is. Where should we even begin? I'm thinking Google's announcement of Gemini 2.5 Pro is a pretty strong contender for our first stop. They're calling it a major upgrade built on the mixture of experts architecture, which sounds pretty complex. Can you break that down for us a little?
Sure. Think of a mixture of experts like this. Instead of one massive AI brain trying to do everything, you have a team of specialized AI modules within the larger model.
Okay, so like a team of experts instead of one generalist.
Exactly. So when you ask it a question, the system figures out which expert module is best suited to answer it. This leads to greater efficiency and expertise across a range of tasks, which is why we see those strengths in complex reasoning, advanced mathematics, coding, and logical deduction.
Ah, so that explains why the article says it outperformed both GPT-4 and Claude on multiple benchmarks. Seems like a pretty significant development in the super competitive field. And they've made it available immediately to developers in Google AI Studio and Vertex AI. And it's integrated with Gemini Advanced.
Right, and making it available to developers so quickly really shows they're serious about getting this technology into the hands of people who can use it to build real-world applications. And here's another thing. The article mentions something called built-in reasoning that actually fact-checks during the output generation.
Wow, so it's like it double-checks its own work.
You could say that. This is a big step forward, wouldn't you say? Especially when it comes to tackling those pesky inaccuracies that large language models are sometimes prone to. They even give an example of it creating functional video games from a single prompt.
That's incredible. An AI creating a playable video game just from a simple text instruction. That really highlights the potential of this enhanced reasoning for what they call agentic coding tasks. Mm. And did you see that part about the 1 million token context window? That's mind-blowing, right? To be able to process multiple books in a single prompt, what does that even mean in practical terms?
Think of it this way. It can process and understand much longer and more complex pieces of information. Imagine feeding it an entire legal case history or a full series of medical research papers all at once. It can see the connections and insights that would be almost impossible for a human to grasp from that volume of data. It's not just about quantity. It's about a level of understanding that was simply not possible before. And those record-breaking scores on benchmarks like Humanity's Last Exam really drive the point home. It's capable of some seriously complex reasoning.
It seems like the competition in the AI world is really heating up.
It definitely is. And speaking of competition, let's move on to OpenAI. They've just added a native image generator to ChatGPT.
So now ChatGPT can create images too. That seems like a direct challenge to establish players like Midjourney and DALL-E.
You got it. For a long time, ChatGPT was mainly about text-based interactions. But by adding a powerful image generator powered by their GPT-4o model right into the conversational flow, it really changes the game.
And the article says it's available to Plus, Pro, and Team users right away. But the free tier rollout is delayed because of high demand. It's clearly a popular feature.
Definitely. It looks like OpenAI is going all in on making this a core part of ChatGPT. What really caught my eye, though, was this bit about it processing both text and images together, handling up to 20 different objects while keeping the spatial relationships correct. This is more than just slapping an image generator onto a text interface.
So it's not just generating a picture based on a single text prompt. It can understand the whole conversation, including images you might have shared or generated earlier, and use that context to create or modify images.
You're getting it. And that's where the real innovation lies. You can refine images using natural language, and the AI remembers what you've talked about. It's a whole new level of creative control and workflow. The article does point out that it's not perfect. It still struggles with accurately rendering text within images and with certain complex scenes.
So there's still room for improvement, but even so, it seems like ChatGPT is quickly becoming a true multimodal platform, handling text and images with ease.
You could say that. And this definitely puts pressure on the dedicated image generation platforms. It seems OpenAI is moving deeper into the creative tools market with this one. Now, let's shift gears to Microsoft. They've introduced these new researcher and analyst AI tools for Copilot.
It sounds like they're pushing hard to integrate AI into professional work.
Absolutely. Microsoft is making a big bet on AI agents, specifically ones that are tailor-made for knowledge work. And these new additions to their Copilot for Microsoft 365 ecosystem, researcher and analyst, are a great example of this strategy.
So what do these agents actually do? What kind of problems are they designed to solve?
Let's start with researcher. This one's for anyone who deals with complex inquiries, needing information from multiple sources. Imagine you're a business analyst and you need to gather data from company documents, external websites, and various databases to create a comprehensive market research report. Researcher is designed to automate that entire process.
So it's like a super-powered research assistant.
Exactly. It leverages OpenAI's advanced research model and Copilot's ability to manage all these different data sources. So it's not just searching, it's intelligently pulling together information and generating well-structured reports.
That's a huge time saver for anyone who does a lot of research. And what about analyst? The article says it's like a virtual data scientist.
Analyst, powered by OpenAI's O3 Mini reasoning model, is all about working with raw data, especially spreadsheets. Think of financial analysts needing to forecast outcomes based on multiple spreadsheets or marketing teams trying to spot customer trends in sales data. Analyst is like having a data scientist on your team, crunching the numbers and delivering actionable insights through visualizations and reports. And the best part is that both of these tools were set to be released in April, which shows how committed Microsoft is to getting these capabilities out there quickly.
It seems like these tools have the potential to really change the way people work in fields like finance, consulting, and research. They can make people so much more efficient and automate a lot of routine tasks.
Absolutely. And it raises some important questions. How will these tools reshape the job market in these sectors? What new skills will people need to learn to use them effectively? These are things our listeners might want to consider.
Definitely food for thought. Let's turn to a legal development now, the ruling involving Anthropic and a bunch of music publishers. It feels like a really important case that could have big implications for the whole AI world.
It is. A U.S. federal judge decided not to grant a preliminary injunction against Anthropic, which is a big win for AI developers at this stage. The case is about copyright infringement claims related to Anthropic's Claude model being able to generate song lyrics.
So the publishers claim that Anthropic was infringing on their copyright by using their music to train its AI.
Exactly. They filed a lawsuit back in October 2023, claiming Anthropic was unlawfully copying and distributing huge amounts of their copyrighted work. But the judge ruled that there wasn't enough proof of immediate irreversible harm to justify a preliminary injunction while the case continues. The publishers didn't convince the judge that their reputation or market value had been significantly damaged.
So what does this ruling mean in the bigger picture?
Well, it lends support to the argument that just using copyrighted material to train an AI doesn't automatically mean copyright infringement and that licensing agreements might not always be necessary. This is a big point of contention between AI developers and copyright holders, and while this is just an early decision, it could really influence how AI copyright policy is shaped in the future. How do we balance the rights of creators with the need to foster innovation in AI? It's a big question.
It certainly is. Let's switch gears completely now and talk about quantum computing. Hartman Nevin, the head of Google Quantum AI, has made some pretty bold predictions. He said they'll achieve commercial breakthroughs in quantum computing within 5 years.
And that's a lot sooner than most industry experts are predicting. He points to the progress being made in error correction, simulation, and material science as the main drivers for this accelerated timeline.
That's pretty exciting stuff. But for those of us who aren't quantum physicists, what would these commercial breakthroughs actually mean?
Imagine computers that can solve problems that are impossible for even the most powerful computers we have today. Quantum computers have the potential to revolutionize fields like drug discovery and material science by simulating complex molecular interactions, which is really difficult to do with classical computers. It could also have a big impact on cryptography, maybe even making current encryption methods obsolete. And it could even speed up the training of complex AI models themselves. If Nevin is right, we're talking about a huge leap in computing power that could affect almost every industry.
Now that's something to look forward to. On a slightly different note, Apple has reportedly invested $1 billion in NVIDIA AI hardware. That seems like a pretty significant move, especially considering their history of focusing on their own Apple Silicon.
It is. They're said to have acquired around 250 of NVIDIA's top-of-the-line GB300 NVL72 servers. These servers are specifically designed for the heavy lifting involved in generative AI applications, so it looks like Apple is getting serious about boosting its capabilities in areas like large language models.
And these NVIDIA systems pack a real punch, don't they? The article mentioned that each one comes with 36 Grace CPUs and 72 Blackwell GPUs. That's some serious processing power.
It's an incredible amount of parallel processing power specifically tailored for AI. And Apple is also partnering with Dell Technologies and Supermicro Computer to build a massive server cluster, which just reinforces how big their AI ambitions are.
So why the shift away from relying solely on Apple Silicon?
Well, Apple Silicon is great for a lot of things, especially on-device AI tasks, but when it comes to training and using those really big, complex AI models, you need the kind of specialized, massively parallel processing power that NVIDIA excels at. It seems like Apple recognized they needed to bring in the big guns to compete in this arena.
Of course, there are some concerns about privacy. How will Apple balance its commitment to user privacy with the use of third-party hardware for these AI processes that might involve sensitive data?
That's a valid concern. Apple has built its reputation on protecting user privacy. So integrating third-party hardware, especially for computationally intensive AI tasks, will require them to think carefully about security and data protection. But one thing is clear, Apple is serious about becoming a leader in AI, and they're willing to invest in the infrastructure they need to get there.
Speaking of AI, let's talk about NVIDIA's vision for the future, which they presented at their GTC 2025 conference. It sounds like they see a world filled with robots.
It's definitely a big part of their vision. NVIDIA's GTC has become more than just a graphics technology conference. It's their platform to showcase their ideas about an AI-powered future, and robots are a central part of that. CEO Jensen Huang focused his keynote on NVIDIA's plan to power the next generation of humanoid robots using their new Blackwell chips and their AI models.
And it wasn't just talk. They had robots there from companies like Agility Robotics, Disney, and even Boston Dynamics, all running on NVIDIA's Isaac platform.
Exactly. NVIDIA is not just selling GPUs anymore. They're building the foundation for an AI-powered robot economy. It's a whole new wave of computing where intelligent machines are interacting with the physical world.
Now let's move on to DeepSeek, a Chinese AI company that has released a major upgrade to their model. It seems like they're aiming to compete head-on with giants like OpenAI.
That's right. They quietly released a new version of their model, DeepSeek V3-0324, and they say it's designed to take on models like GPT-4 and Claude. What's interesting is that they're claiming to have made significant improvements in reasoning, programming, and translation while keeping the model smaller than some of the behemoths out there.
So a more efficient and potentially more accessible model.
Yes. And like Meta with their Llama models, they're committed to open source AI, making their models available to the developer and research community.
That's a smart move. It encourages collaboration and innovation.
You could say that. By embracing open source, DeepSeek is positioning itself as a strong alternative to the big players, especially for developers who are looking for open, lightweight models with strong multilingual support.
Let's talk about something that's becoming increasingly important as AI becomes more integrated into our lives, especially for kids. Character.ai has introduced parental controls.
It's a crucial step towards responsible AI development. Their new parental insights tools give parents a window into their kids' interactions with the AI-powered characters on the platform. They can see which characters their children are chatting with, how often, and for how long. But importantly, the content of those chats remains private.
So it strikes a balance between giving parents oversight and protecting their children's privacy.
Exactly. As AI becomes more popular with young people, we can expect more platforms to follow suit, giving parents more control and peace of mind. Finally, let's talk about a fascinating use of AI in a completely different field. Earth AI is using algorithms to discover critical minerals.
I read about that. It's pretty amazing. They're using AI to find valuable mineral deposits in places that might have been overlooked by traditional methods.
It's a great example of how AI is being used to solve real-world problems. Earth AI, an Australian startup, is using geological AI models to pinpoint potential deposits of copper, lithium, and rare earth elements, which are all essential for clean energy technologies.
So they're analyzing satellite data, rock composition data sets, and using predictive modeling to identify promising locations for mining these critical resources.
Right, and this could be a game changer. It could make mineral exploration more efficient, less harmful to the environment, and cheaper. It's a perfect example of how AI can be used to benefit both the environment and the economy. We also had a bunch of other exciting developments in our What Else Happened in AI segment.
It seems like March 26, 2025 was a very busy day in the AI world.
It was. OpenAI improved their advanced voice mode for more natural conversations. Figure AI showed off their Figure 02 humanoid robot walking more naturally thanks to simulated training. And H&M partnered with 30 models to create AI digital twins for ads with provisions for ownership and compensation for the models.
We also saw ByteDance release Infinite U, their open source AI portrait generator. Synthesia launched an equity program for actors whose likenesses are used for AI avatars, and Otter AI unveiled 3 new AI meeting agents.
And to top it all off, Perplexity added new answer modes to their search engine, making it even more powerful.
So there you have it. March 26, 2025 was a whirlwind of AI innovation, with advancements in everything from foundational models to creative tools, specialized business applications, and even legal battles that will shape the future of AI.
It really highlights how quickly things are moving and how diverse the field is becoming. It's all very exciting, but it also raises some big questions.
Like, how do we make sure that all this amazing technology is used for good? How do we ensure that AI benefits humanity as a whole? How do we prepare ourselves for the changes that AI is bringing?
These are questions that we all need to be talking about. And speaking of preparing for the future, if you're interested in staying ahead of the curve in fields like AI, cloud, finance, cybersecurity, healthcare, and business, and mastering the in-demand certifications that will help you advance your career, you should definitely check out Etienne's JamgaTech app. It's designed to help you ace over 50 different industry-recognized certifications.
You can find the links to the JamgaTech app in the show notes.
So as you can see from this deep dive into a single day of AI news, this technology is evolving at an incredible pace and touching nearly every aspect of our lives. As we move forward, it's vital that we keep exploring, questioning, and discussing the implications of AI to ensure that it's used responsibly and ethically.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. And remember to check out Etienne's JamgaTech app if you're ready to take your career to the next level.
Until next time, keep learning. And keep questioning.
And keep exploring the incredible world of AI.